This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on issues affecting wildlife, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Schell. There is recent concern for the future survival of the prairie bird that we know as the sage grouse, a bird found in the Rocky Mountain states and east on the plains of Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Colorado, and to the west as far as Northern California and Eastern Washington. Sage grouse are aptly named for their habitat on the sagebrush foothills and plains of the West. The sagebrush plant made its home on the Western landscape 35,000 years ago. Sage grouse depend on this nutrient-rich plant for its survival throughout the year. Sage grouse depend on sagebrush for everything: nesting cover, camouflage for young chicks, and the nutrient-rich forage that they need for their survival. The birds have elongated gizzards and toes that can dig through snow, adaptations that allow them to survive on sagebrush. In addition to sagebrush, sage grouse eat a variety of insects and forbs abundant in sagebrush country. Both sexes are mottled gray-brown above with a black belly. The male is about twice as large as the female, with a long pointed tail, a black throat, a white breast with an elongated neck, and plumes flanking the breast. The female's head, back, and breast are uniformly barred. The displaying male inflates a pair of yellowish-green air sacs on its neck and breast and makes a bubbling sound during courtship. Other species notably found in sagebrush country are golden eagle, pronghorn, brewer's sparrow, and rough-legged hawk. Sage grouse often thrive in winter as long as they find enough sagebrush and snow to provide food and water. But the bird's habitat of sagebrush is disappearing because of human disturbance. Vast areas of cheatgrass crowd out native sagebrush, leaving little habitat for sage grouse. Cheatgrass is an exotic plant unintentionally introduced to Western landscapes around 1910. When fire destroys native vegetation like sagebrush, cheatgrass often takes over. Native Americans lived in harmony with this landscape and the wildlife it nurtured, including sage grouse. Native people relied on sage grouse to nourish themselves physically and spiritually. According to legend, the power to dance like the sage grouse was bestowed on a young man by his spirit helper after he watched sage grouse strut. Many Native American tribes throughout the West still honor sage grouse in their ceremonial dances and dress. Every spring, male sage grouse gather on a lek and perform an elaborate display to attract female sage grouse. Leks are large areas devoid of trees and shrubs that could serve as perches for predators. Males congregate on the leks before the females appear. Sage grouse are birds of habit, gathering on the same leks year after year for generations. The strutting males do not wait for spring to begin their ritual dance, beginning their performance as early as February. A sage grouse begins his strut with a wing switch and an upward jerk of his head as his air sacs inflate. The pace of the courtship dance picks up as males vie for females' attention. Sage grouse perform one of the most flamboyant mating displays in nature. They use the same stages every year for their spectacular dance, just as their ancestors have done for thousands of years. Males stake out territories on the lek, sparring with others over the most coveted areas near the center. Territories may vary from a few square yards near the center to much more expansive sizes along the periphery. The size of the bird, its stamina, its territory on the lek, and the vigor of the strut all play a role in establishing male dominance. During its peak mating season, a large group of hens will cluster around a dominant male and even fight among themselves to be bred. In a sequence of moves that lasts just 2 seconds, males begin their strut, standing straight, wings at side. The white neck feathers raised slightly, exposing the air sacs. The bird rapidly moves his wings against his breast feathers, producing a swishing sound accompanied by a low growl, presumably also produced by the feathers. The olive-colored air sacs inflate again, and the bird emits a quick series of three low-pitched hooting noises, followed by a hollow plooping sound as the air sacs deflate. This is immediately followed by a sharp whistle and another extremely rapid sac inflation and deflation plop. Each stage of the bizarre performance lasts just fractions of a second, and the entire performance can be repeated as much as 10 times a minute. About 4 days after breeding, the hen lays 6 to 10 oval buff-green legs in a nearby patch of sagebrush. Concealed under heavy cover of sagebrush, a hen will sit on her eggs for almost 30 days, taking only short breaks to forage for food and water. Eggs begin to hatch 24 to 27 days after being laid. A sage-grouse hen stays close to her nest to guard it from predators. She may fluff out her feathers to appear larger and hiss, cackle, and fly at intruders to protect her vulnerable brood. Once hatched, sage-grouse chicks are covered with grayish, fluffy leather feathers marked with patches of brown and black on the body, wings, and head. Newly hatched chicks weigh less than an ounce. The hen will abandon her nest soon after chicks hatch, moving her brood to a secure habitat with food and water. These young chicks will stay together during the warm summer months. Roughly half of them will die before the winter. Males congregate during the summer and are often seen in large flocks. Mature male birds appear smaller without their elaborate breeding regalia, but they are still roughly twice as large as females. Sage grouse belong to the sagebrush landscapes of western North America. Without this species, the landscape will have lost something vital to its essence, a wild link between the past and the future, between Native Americans and present-day naturalists, and between pristine, unmanaged landscapes and fenced rangelands. It's up to us to ensure that these links are never broken. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. You can visit our website at gallatinwildlifeassociation.org. I'm Jay Schell. Thanks for listening.